ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். பிரம்மசூத்ரா சாப்டர் 2 அவிரோத அத்யாயா செகண்ட் பாதா ரச்சனானுபபத்தி அதிகரணம். ரச்சனா அனுபபத்தேச்ச ந அனுமானம் பிரவிருத்தேச்ச பயோம்புவத் சேத் தத்ராபி வெதிரேக அனவஸ்திதேஹே ச அனபேக்ஷத்வாத் அந்யத்ர பாவாச்ச ந த்ருணாதிவத் அப்யுபகமேபி அர்த்தாபாவாத் புருஷாஸ்மவத் இதி சேத் ததாபி அங்கித்வ அனுபபத்தேஸ்ச அந்யதா அனுமிதௌ ச ஞக்ஷக்திஹி யோகாத் விப்ரதிஷேதாச்ச அசமஞ்சசம். மகத்தீர்காதிகரணம். மகத்தீர்கவத்வா ஹ்ரஸ்வ பரிமண்டலாபியாம் பரமாணு ஜகத் அகாரணத்வ அதிகரணம். உபயதாபி ந கர்ம அதஹா ததபாவஹ சமவாய அப்யுபகமாச்ச சாம்யாத் அனவஸ்திதேஹே நித்யமேவச பாவாத் ரூபாதிமத்வாச்ச விபர்யயஹ தர்ஷனாத் உபயதாச்ச தோஷாத் அபரிக்ரஹாச்ச அத்யந்தம் அனபேக்ஷா. சமுதாயாதிகரணம். சமுதாய உபயஹேதுகேபி ததப்ராப்திஹி இதர இதர பிரத்யயத்வாத் இதி சேத் ந உற்பத்தி மாத்திர நிமித்தத்வாத். திஸ் இஸ் த 19th சூத்ரா ஆஃப் தி செகண்ட் பாதா ஆஃப் செகண்ட் சாப்டர் 119th பிரம்மசூத்ரா. ஸோ அன் அப்ஜெக்ஷன் டு சூத்ரா 18 இஸ் ரைஸ்ட் அண்ட் ரெஃப்யூட்டட் ஹியர். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லெட் அஸ் டூ தி ஜெனரல் அனாலிசிஸ் ஆஃப் தி சூத்ரா. The Buddhist, he tries to answer the objection raised in the previous sutra, and Vyasacharya refutes the answer given by the Buddha. Buddha and all, we should be careful. It's Buddhist, not Buddha, whether he knows anything. It's Buddhist. So we have to supply the Buddha, the Buddha's answer to the objection we gave before. In fact, the answer is given in the first part of this sutra, and the sutra has two parts, itara, itara, Pratyayatvat is the first part, in which the Buddha answers the objection. And the next part, iti chet na, utpatti matra nimittatvat, is the answer by the Vedanta. That is Vyasacharya. Now, what does the Buddha say? He says, the combination can be formed even without Ishvara. I'm using the word combination because this samudhaya means combination or sangata that we saw elaborately. I will just refresh today. So you say Ishvara or the intelligent principle is required for the twofold combination, namely the paramanu combination and the skanda combination. I hope you remember this definition of skandas and all. We said there are 5 skandas. Just only refresh, I will say here. One is called rupa skandaha. This means the sense organs, the indriya skanda. And the second one is vijnana skandaha, that is the cognition or the knowledge that comes under this category. And the third one is called samya skandaha, and literally it means name. And here it refers to identification or specification. We can call it maybe tagging. And fourth is vedana skandaha. Once you tag an object, you have judged it. And once judgment takes place, you react. You are happy, unhappy, and all that, or respond to the tagging. And the fifth one is called samskara skandaha. And once you have experienced the feeling, happiness, sorrow, whatever, what happens? It gets registered in the mind. So dharma, adharma, all those samskara skandha, they happen. This all we went. We saw it elaborately in the last class. I just only enumerate them here. And he says, without Ishvara, he means Buddhist. he says, without Ishvara, the combination has been explained by us already in our Shastra. And there is a causal cycle and causal chain, which is responsible for the formation of the Samudaya or Sanghataha. Actually, the Sanghataha is a specific word used by the Buddhists. So the world as well as the individual. And when the causal chain can explain the combination, why do we require an Ishvara at all? And they call the causal chain called the Nimittam, or they gave us a technical name called Nidanam. And the word Nidanam is a technical word used in the Buddhist system for the causal chain. And they give a causal chain consisting of 12 factors. That also we saw in the last class. Dvadasha Nidanani. That is the first one. Namely, the first one will be responsible for the second one. Second one will be responsible for the third one. Third one to the fourth one, and so on up to the 12th ones. And once the 12th one comes, again, the cycle will continue. 12th will go to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, like that. So we will not enumerate all of them. But Shankaracharya, he gives even a few more of this in addition to this 12 in his Bhashya. Yadyapi bhokta prashasitava kaschit chetanaha sankhanta stiraha nabhyugamyapate tatapi avidyadinam itara karanatvat upapadyate lokayatra tasya chayam upapadyamanayam na kinchit aparam apekshitavyam asti techa avidyadayaha. What are the avidyadayaha? What are the things, avidya and other things, the 12 factors? Acharya gives a couple of more also. Avidya, number one, samskaraha. I will just only define what each one of them is. Avidya, samskaraha, vijnanam, namarupam, shadayatanam, sparshaha, vedana, trishna, upadanam, bhavaha, jati, jara, maranam, shokaha, paridevana, dukkham, durmanastha, ityevam, jatiyaka, itara itara hetukaha. This is Acharya's Bhashyam. The fundamental ignorance in the system is called avidya. And formation and all that thing that we cognition, all that thing together, punyapapa, samskara. Consciousness is vijnana. And the namarupa, names and forms. And all this, the sense faculties, they are all called shadayadana. And contact is parsha, the feeling or sensation, that is called vedana. Because we go through all these feelings and all that thing, dukkham, sukkham, and all that. Craving or thirst is called trishna. Grasping, clinging to something is called upadana. Becoming our worldly existence, that is called bhava. And birth, that is called jati, or becoming is called jati. Old age is jara, marana, death, all that thing. So the causal chain begins with avidya. That is what we need to know. We don't have to worry about the rest of the things. Causal chain begins with avidya. And this avidya, the dvadasha nidana chakra, the 12 nidana, the 12 factors, that chakram, the cycle, is responsible for one sangata, one samudaya, which will again lead to another sangata, which will again lead to another sangata. And remember, in Buddhism, punarjanma, punarmarana cycle is accepted. We have to know it very clearly. Punarjanma, punarmarana cycle is accepted in Buddhism. That is, janma, marana, pravaha takes place, the flow of the birth and death. Because of this, dvadasha nidanani, because of these 12 factors, that is how they explain. And this theory of causal circle, the chakra, the 12 factors, is well known in Buddhist theory, which is known as pratitya samutpadaha. This is a technical name, pratitya samutpadaha. Actually, Vyasacharya is going to reject all of them. And in fact, this is the fundamental thing of Buddhism. Pratitya samutpadaha, consisting of these 12 factors and this chakram continuing. Like, for example, if you talk about Advaita, what is fundamental thing we talk about is Adhyasa. Adhyasa is fundamental to Advaita. And we start with Adhyasa Bhashya. When we started Brahma Sutra, we started with Adhyasa Bhashya. And similarly, the Sanghata Vadaha of Buddhism is considered fundamental there. Otherwise, Pratitya Samutpadavada or Samutpatti Vada, there are so many words. So, Pratitya Samutpada, Samutpatti Vada. So, So in English, if you want to translate it, we say the theory of dependent origination. That is how Acharya, the Swamiji actually translates it. The theory of dependent origination. It means each one originates depending upon the previous one. And there are 12 members. So second member depends on first member. Third member depends on second member and so on. And the cycle continues. Like, you know, we talk about karma to janma and janma again to karma. The cycle we talk about in our system. Buddhists also have this system, except that has 12 members. And Gaudapada Acharya, he says in Mandukya Karika, in the Advaita Prakaranam, Heto Radhi Phalam Yesham, Adirhetu Palasya Cham, Heto Palasya Chanadihi, Katam Tairupa Varnyate, is asking. The Karika talks of Hetu and Palam, cause and the Palam. And karma produces Shariram, the body. And body produces karma. And we also have what? A cycle alone. We also, Advaitin also has cycle alone. Only thing is, we have got a small cycle of karma, Shariram. But Buddhic system has got a big cycle of 12 items that comes in a circle, chakra. So what is the necessity of God at all? No need. This is Buddhist answer to our refutation in the Purva Sutra, previous Sutra. For which Vyasacharya gives the answer in the part 2 of this Sutra. Previous Sutra is the first part of the Sutra. And he says, these 12 Nidanams, these 12 factors themselves, they require a Sariram for Ashraya, support, their very existence. That very existence presupposes a body or a jiva. Without that, what, where all these factors can function and come up? Because we are talking about avidya, avidya ignorance. Avidya ignorance is for whom? It is for the individual. So it presupposes an individual, the existence of an individual. Therefore, the very ignorance, when you say avidya itself, presupposes an individual. Remember, in Vedanta, avidya has got Brahman as the locus, which is eternal. We say avidya is anadi. We say avidya is eternal. And that Brahman is absent in Buddhism. They don't accept the Brahman. They don't accept even Ishvara. Therefore, in Buddhism, avidya itself must be located in the individual. And therefore, avidya presupposes an already existent Sangata. I hope you are with me. Buddhism, for us, for avidya, we have got the locus, namely Brahman. In Buddhism, avidya itself must be located where? They don't believe in a Brahman. It should be in the individual, the jiva. Therefore, avidya presupposes an already existent Sangata. And accepting the first Sangata, which you Buddhists have not explained, your theory will thereafterwards, it will work. If you accept the first Sangata, which you have not explained, then it will work, all these 12 factors and all will work. What is that? There is a jiva. You accept it. Don't ask how the jiva came. We cannot ask the question to them because they don't have an explanation. And that jiva has got avidya. And because of ignorance, avidya, he has all that follows, namely jnanam, samskara, raga, dvesha, punrajanma, marana, and all those things. Thus, avidya and all that thing can explain only the next or the second birth, but it can never explain the first combination of the Shariram. Why? Because the very existence of avidya presupposes what? A Sangata, the existence of another Shariram. So if you talk about an avidya before the formation of that Sangata, or suppose you say avidya is the cause of Sangata, then the avidya cause should exist even before Sangata is formed. For example, when you say, my parents should have existed before me, since they are my cause. If avidya is the cause of Sangata, avidya must have existed before Sangata, and you cannot explain avidya's existence before Sangata. That the locus is not there, namely the jiva. Because avidya requires the locus of Sangata for its existence. And therefore, avidya, etc., are only explaining the 12 members of the causal chain, but they do not explain the origination of sangata at all. For example, from avidya, raga dvesha comes. It is understandable. I am just giving some other causal chain example for understanding purpose. From raga dvesha, pravritti comes. That is also understandable. So you can give avidya as a reason for the 12 causal chains, but you can never talk about the ashraya of them, namely the sangata, how it came, how the jiva came, you can never explain. Therefore, avidyadinam uttarottara nidana hetutvam natu sangata hetutvam. Avidyadinam, this is the answer in simple language. We put avidya, etc., can be the cause of the later members of the causal chain, but it can never be the cause of the sangata, which is the locus of the causal chain. Here we said the jiva, because avidya needs a locus, it should be jiva. This is the answer given by Vyasacharya. In other words, you Buddhists give only the nimitta karana explanation, but not that of upadana karana. Nimitta karana explanation is brilliantly done, no problem at all. But upadana karana explanation is not at all done in your system. This is the general analysis of this sutra. Now we will go to the word analysis. Let us first see the running meaning of the words. Itara itara pratyayatvat. Because of the cyclic chain of causality. That's what it means. Itara itara pratyayatvat, because of the cyclic chain of causality. And then we have to supply the formation or combination, samudaya or sangata, can be explained. This is whose argument? This is the Purvapakshi's argument, Bauddha Purvapakshi's argument. Iti chet, if this is the contention of the Buddhists, our answer is na. It is not acceptable. Why? Utpatti matra nimittatvat, because the link of the causal chain, that's what it says, link of the causal chain, we have to supply each member of the causal chain. There are 12 members. So the links of the causal chain are the causes of the next link only, and not the cause of the entire sangata. The links of the causal chain are the causes of the next link, subsequent link only. So this is the running meaning. Now we have to see the significance of the words. So the sutra is what? Itara itara pratyayatvat. Itara itara means mutual or one another. Pratyayaha means, in this context, in Buddhist terminology, pratyayaha means refers to karana. In that terminology, pratyayaha refers to karana, cause. So karyam prati ayati iti pratyayaha. Karanam runs. Ayati. Karanam runs prati ayati to make the karyam. The cause runs behind to make the karyam. Prati ayati, towards the karyam, it runs. Pratyayaha. So itara itara pratyayatvat means itara itara karanatvam. Each one is the cause of the next one. Each member of the chain is the cause of the next member, subsequent member, and next one is the cause of the next one, and so on. Thus, each one is the cause of the other in the 12-member chain. That is why it is called causal chain. We are all familiar with supply chain in all these corporations, this causal chain. So janma is the cause of karma in our system, and karma is the cause of janma. So this is the simple cycle. Therefore, number one is the cause of two, and two is the cause of three, and three is the cause of four in the Buddhist system after 12, and you come back again to one from 12. So these are the 12 cycles, and the cycles will lead to next sangata, which will be the cause of avidya. So again, we come to avidya, and so on, and cycle continues. Therefore, itara itara pratyayatvat means itara itara karanatvat. In short, because of the dependent origination, that's what I translated earlier, because of the dependent origination, dependence on the previous member. Pratitya samutpattivada is refuted in this sutra. Because of the dependent origination, pratitya samutpattivada is refuted in this sutra. సో ఇతర ఇతర కారణత్వం మ్యూచువల్ కాసాలిటీ ఆర్ సైక్లిక్ కాసాలిటీ. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ అండ్ ప్రత్యయత్వాత్ ఇస్ యాక్చువల్లీ అగైన్ పంచమి, హియతో పంచమి అగైన్. అండ్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు కంప్లీట్ ద సెంటెన్స్ అబౌట్ దిస్. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద సైక్లిక్ కాసాలిటీ, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద సైక్లిక్ కాసాలిటీ, హవిల్ యూ నౌ కంప్లీట్ ద సెంటెన్స్. కాంబినేషన్ క్యాన్ బి ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ వితౌట్ ఈశ్వర, ఇట్ ఈస్ హిస్ థింగ్. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద సైక్లిక్ కాసాలిటీ, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద 12 ఫ్యాక్టర్ దట్ సైకిల్, దెన్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు ది సెంటెన్స్ ఇస్ ఇన్కంప్లీట్. వాట్ హీ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు సే, కాంబినేషన్ క్యాన్ బి ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ వితౌట్ ఈశ్వర ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. ఈశ్వరం వినా, చేతన కారణం వినా, వినా మీన్స్ వితౌట్, ఈశ్వరం వినా, వితౌట్ ఈశ్వర, చేతన కారణం వినా, వితౌట్ ఎసెన్షియల్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ అండ్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ ప్రిన్సిపల్, సంఘాత సంభవతి, దట్ ఈస్ ది కాంబినేషన్ టేక్స్ ప్లేస్ అండ్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు సప్లై అండ్ కంప్లీట్ ఇతర ఇతర ప్రత్యయత్వాత్ సంఘాత సంభవతి దట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు యాడ్. దట్ ఈస్ ద కంటెన్షన్. ఇది చేత్, ఇఫ్ యూ సే సో, ఇఫ్ దిస్ ఈస్ యువర్ కంటెన్షన్, వాట్ ఈస్ వ్యాసాచార్యస్ రిపిటేషన్? దట్ ఈస్ గివెన్ ద సెకండ్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద సూత్ర. ఉత్పత్తి మాత్ర నిమిత్తత్వాత్, దట్ ఈస్ ఉత్తర నిదాన ఉత్పత్తి మాత్రం వీ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్. ఉత్తర నిదాన ఉత్పత్తి మాత్రం, బికాస్ ద నిదానం ది ద్వాదశ నిదానాన్ని, ది సెకండ్ వన్ ఇస్ ద ఉత్తర ఇస్ ద లేటర్ వన్. సో ఆఫ్ ది 12 మెంబర్స్ ఆఫ్ ది కాసల్ చైన్, ఈచ్ మెంబర్ ఇస్ ద కాస్ ఫార్ ది బర్త్ ఆఫ్ ఓన్లీ ది ఉత్తర నిదానం, ద లేటర్ వన్. ఈచ్ మెంబర్ ఆఫ్ ది కాసల్ చైన్, దర్ ఆర్ 12 మెంబర్స్, ఈచ్ మెంబర్ ఈస్ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్ ఫార్ ది బర్త్ ఆఫ్ ఓన్లీ ది నెక్స్ట్ నిదానం, నెక్స్ట్ మెంబర్ ఇన్ ద కాసల్ చైన్. అండ్ ది సెకండ్ మెంబర్ ఇస్ ది కాస్ ఫార్ ది బర్త్ ఆఫ్ ఓన్లీ ది నెక్స్ట్ మెంబర్, థర్డ్ అండ్ సో ఆన్. సో ఈచ్ వన్ ఇస్ ద కాస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఉత్పత్తి ఆఫ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది 12 మెంబర్స్ అండ్ సంఘాత ఈస్ నాట్ ఎనీ వన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ సంఘాత ఈస్ ది ఆశ్రయ ఇన్ విచ్ ఆల్ 12 మెంబర్స్ ఆర్ దేర్. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ వెన్ వి సే అవిద్య, ఐఎమ్ ది ఆశ్రయ ఆల్రెడీ, బికాస్ విద్య ఇస్ ఫర్ హూమ్? ఫ్రమ్ అవిద్య టు జ్ఞానం, యాక్చువల్లీ ఇట్స్ అ రాంగ్ జ్ఞానం, నాట్ ఆత్మజ్ఞానం, సమద జ్ఞానం. అండ్ ఫార్ దాట్ ఆల్సో ఐఎమ్ ఆల్రెడీ ఆశ్రయ, బికాస్ ఐఎమ్ ది లోకస్, ది జీవా ఇస్ ద లోకస్. అండ్ ఫార్ సంస్కార, సంఘాత ఈస్ ఆల్రెడీ దేర్ ఆస్ ఆశ్రయ ఫార్ ఆల్ ది సంస్కారాస్, పుణ్య పాప ఆల్ దట్ థింగ్. అండ్ ఆశ్రయ సంఘాత ఈస్ ఆల్సో టేకన్ ఫార్ గ్రాంటెడ్ వైల్ ఫార్మింగ్ ద కాసల్ చైన్ ఇన్ యువర్ సిస్టమ్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నెవర్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ టేకింగ్ ది ఫస్ట్ జీవా ఫార్ గ్రాంటెడ్, వేర్ హీ కేమ్ ఫ్రమ్? యూ సే ఓ అస్యూమ్ అ జీవా అండ్ దిస్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్, హీ హాస్ అ విద్య. హౌ కెన్ యూ అస్యూమ్ అ జీవా? వేర్ ద జీవా కేమ్ ఫ్రమ్? So without explaining the first jiva, you take for granted and then say that jiva does karma. Jiva, he does karma. But how the jiva came from in the first place? And because of the karma, karma phalam comes. And because of karma phala, again jiva is born. That is fine. And what is our question? How this jiva is formed? How are you going to explain that? For which you have no answer. You Buddhists have no answer. Whereas we have an answer. And what is our answer? Ishwaraha asti. There is Ishwara. For what? For the formation of the panchikrita panchabhutaihi kritam satkarma janyam. Tatubodha definition. Panchikaranam. So all the karma janyam means Ishwara has come. The moment you say karma janyam, Ishwara has already come. Karmapala Dhatru Janyam, because of the Karmapala Data, namely Ishwara, who gives the Karmapala according to one's own karmas, Karmapala, he gives. And the moment you say that, Ishwara has already come into the picture. Therefore, Uttara Uttara Nidhana Utpatti Matra Nimittatva. It's a long compound sentence. So, Uttara Nidhanasya Utpattihi, Uttara Nidhana Utpattihi. తన్మాత్రం ఉత్తర ఉత్పత్తి నిదాన మాత్రం తస్య నిమిత్తం తస్య భావః తస్మాత్. సో ఎనీవే, ఇఫ్ యూ ట్రాన్స్లేట్, బికాస్ ఈచ్ మెంబర్ ఆఫ్ ది కాసల్ చైన్, ఈచ్ మెంబర్ ఆఫ్ ది కాసల్ చైన్ ఈస్ ది కాస్ ఫర్ ది బర్త్ ఆఫ్ ఓన్లీ ద నెక్స్ట్ మెంబర్ అండ్ నాట్ ద సంఘాత విచ్ ఇస్ ద లోస్ లోకస్ దట్ ఇస్ ద జీవ. I hope you remember the term Sangata and all. Sangata means Samudaya. Even though I said, just only to refresh, Samudaya is combination. We already saw in the last class, because we have two classes were not there. So I don't know whether people are refreshed or whatever. So samudaya means combination, sangata. It's called sangata in Buddhist terminology. Actually, the word sangata is more popular in Buddhist terminology. That is why Buddhistic theory of creation is called sangata vadaha. But Vyasacharya uses the word samudaya in his sutras here. And by the word samudaya, Vyasacharya keeps two types of combination. We have mentioned all this earlier. One is the objective combination, which is the combination of the, for example, if you remember the paramanus and all, prithvi paramanus, jala paramanus, agni paramanus, vayu paramanus, combination of all of them, combining and forming an external world of cognition. All these paramanus, each of these, they combine and form an external world of cognition. And this is first combination, samudaya number one. Otherwise called, this is called bahya or bogya samudaya, the world. And the second samudaya kept in mind is what? Is the antara samudaya, inner samudaya, subjective, bhoktru samudaya. So you got a bhoga samudaya or bhogya samudaya or bahya samudaya. And also you got the subjective bhoktru samudaya, which is the combination, the skanda samudaya. We already saw the word skanda. And there is one word, samudaya. It refers to paramanu samudaya also. And another is called skanda samudaya. I already said skanda samudaya. So bhogya samudaya and bhoktru samudaya. So these two samudayas have got, these two sangatas or combinations have got two material causes. Bhogya samudaya combination that is caused by the paramanu material cause, paramanus. And bhoktru samudaya is caused by skandha material cause. We have already seen all this. Therefore, the pratitya samutpatti does not explain sangata formation. Then Shankaracharya writes much more actually. And he adds one more interesting point. Maybe we'll just mention it. And he says, you Buddhists say that everything is kshanikam. Everything is momentary. And one sangata forms because of the causal chain. And one sangata is responsible for the formation of next sangata. It's all their theory. And it is not explained properly. But assuming that, this causal chain is convincing. Let us assume. And one sangata is formed. And how long it will last? Because you are a kshanikavadi. Once a sangata is formed, how long it is going to last? Remember, according to Buddhist theory, sarvam kshanikam. Everything is momentary. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, who will work for a bhoga or moksha when I know that I will not be there when bhoga and moksha come? Because I exist only for that moment. Bhoga is what? Dharmartha kama. What is the use of working for shreyas or prayas? I work for gaining bhoga or liberation so that after some time, I will enjoy that. But now in Kshanikavada, what happens? When I, the bhokta, myself am momentary, for whose bhoga or moksha I should work? There is no prayojanam at all. Therefore, the very purusharta itself is impossible in Kshanikavada. Not Kshanikavijnanavada. So it is the next one. So in this vada itself, in the sarva astitva vada, it's a sanika vijnana vada, sanika vada is sarva astitva vada itself. Everything being kshanikam, it is common to all Buddhist systems. Whether it is Sautrantika Buddhist system, Vaibhashika Buddhist system, or Yogacara system, any of them, they all accept this kshanika vada. Only difference is what? First one says both are kshanikam. Next one says one is kshanikam. And therefore, there is only some difference in this way. In whose aid am I working? Therefore, Bauddha Shastram is futile and doesn't explain. Kasmat, Bhoktuhu Anityatvat. Why? Because Bhoktuhu, the enjoyer himself, is Kshanikam and Kshanikatvat. This is an additional argument Shankaracharya gives in this sutra, even though Vyasacharya has not deliberately said it. Let us go to the next adhikarana. Next sutra. Uttarodpade cha purva nirodhat. 20th sutra of the second pada, second chapter, 191st running Brahma Sutra. Uttarodpade cha purva nirodhat. So the argument against the Buddhistic philosophy continues. That commences in Sutra 18. And let us do first, as usual, the general analysis of the sutra. So in the previous two sutras, Vyasacharya has negated the samudaya possibility, the combination possibility, the intelligent combination, that is external and internal combination, that has been negated, that we already saw. And because it is not there for them, samudaya is not possible. And also because pratitya samutpattivada is inadequate, therefore samudaya asambhava has been pointed out. And we are just only restating what we just now did in the previous sutra. And in this sutra, it is said that the very karya karana sambandha, the very karya karana sambandha, that is not also possible in Buddhism. The very karya karana sambandha is also not possible according to Buddhistic theory. That's what we are going to refute now. Unfortunately, they talk about karya karana sambandha, though we are going to refute it, but they are claiming that they have it. Therefore, in this sutra, karya karana sambandha is negated. Why? The reason is given by Vyasacharya in this sutra, because of kshanika vada. That is, everything exists only for a moment. So when a thing comes into existence, what happens? During the very origination of one thing, during this moment, the previous thing has disappeared. Which means that at any moment, there is only one thing. During the origination of a thing, at a particular moment, the previous thing does not exist. Therefore, at any time, only a thing belonging to that moment exists. That is called kshanikavada, not the thing belonging to the previous moment. And when there is one thing at a time, how can you talk of any sambandha, relationship, or karya karana sambandha at all? For sambandha relationship to take place, you need at least two things. Therefore, you cannot talk about karya karana relationship at all. This is the essence of this sutra. Now let us do the word analysis. First, let us see the running meaning as usual. Cha, cha means moreover. Purva nirodhat. Since the previous or former one is absent, purva is absent, nirodhat. Uttarodpade. Uttarodpade means during the origination of the later one. Uttara means the later one. Uttarodpade. During the origination of the later one. And we have to complete the sentence by adding no cause-effect relationship between them is possible. That is the between the former and later, between the previous and the subsequent. This is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of each of these words. Uttarodpade, it's a compound word of two words, uttara and utpadaha. Uttara means later one, and utpadaha means origination. Uttara also means answer, and answer always comes later, right? First question comes, then answer comes. So it's uttara is later. Utpadaha means origination. Origination of what? Of the later. So uttarasya utpadaha, uttarodpadaha, shatitudusha anyway. And uttara utpade, again sattami, that is during the origination of the later one. Remember, this happens every moment. We should not be very careful. This happens every moment. The moment this happens, previous one is gone. Because in Buddhism, everything has got only a moment's existence. Afterwards, it disappears. Uttara utpade. Utpada kale ityataha, uttara utpade, utpada kale at the moment of creation. Then the next word is cha. Cha is the conjunction to join the previous negation. The next word is purva nirodhat. Again, a compound word. It is consisting of again two words, purva plus nirodha. Purva means the former, the previous one, as opposed to uttara, the later one. Nirodha means nashaha. Nashaha means the opposite of utpada. Utpada is creation, nashaha is destruction. Therefore, purva nirodaha means purvasya nirodaha nasaha. Purva nirodaha, again shashti, shashti tatpurusham. So the end of destruction, the end of the destruction of the previous one. The end of the destruction, nasha of the previous one. And nirodad, again nirodad is panchami. Piyato panchami again. And what is the final meaning now? because of the destruction of the former one, the previous one, during the arrival of the later one. During the arrival of the later one, that is also Kshanikam. The previous one also Kshanikam. So because the later one is the only thing is going to exist now when it is formed. So previous one is automatically gone. So your theory is untenable. And the conveyed idea is what? At no time, there are two things belonging to two different kala, two different time. You can talk about cause and effect only when you can talk about two things belonging to two different times, cause and effect. If two things are simultaneous, cause and effect relationship cannot be there. And Buddhists do not have two different things at all belonging to two different times. Therefore, where is the cause-effect relationship at all in their theory? This is the answer. And Shankaracharya ki, as usual, adds a few more extensions to this sutra. Now, the Purva Pakshi, the Buddha, Buddhist, he argues, why should karyam and karanam exist simultaneously at all? You are thinking like that. Both should not exist simultaneously, actually. The very fact X existed during this moment and Y exists during the next moment, that itself is the proof for karya-karana sambandha, according to them. The very fact X existed during this moment and Y exists during the next moment, that itself is the proof for karya-karana sambandha. What is the condition required for karya-karana sambandha? Karyam must come later and karanam must come before. Therefore, the object in the present moment is karanam and the object coming later is karyam. Why would you not take like that? The very fact that thing exists during the previous moment is the condition for karya karana sambandha. And because in Tarka Shastra also, karanam has been defined as what? Karya liyata purva vritti karanam. That is the definition. Karya liyata purva vritti karanam. It is said karanam is that which exists prior to karyam, a product. Therefore, during this moment, one thing is there. Next moment, another thing is there. So previous thing is karanam and later thing is the effect automatically. Why should they simultaneously exist at all? There is no problem. This is the question. And for which Shankaracharya says, mere existence during the prior moment does not mean it is the cause. Mere existence of something in a prior moment does not mean it is the cause for this effect. Mere existing during the prior moment is the cause, then anything can be said to be the cause of anything because of the sheer fact that it existed in the previous moment. Therefore, for a cause to be cause, it should contribute something towards the effect. All are interesting arguments. So, karana vyapara, the karana transaction, this one transaction is required for enjoying the status of karana. If something has to be called a cause, if it has to enjoy the status of cause, then there is a karana vyapara is required. And Shankaracharya says, in your peculiar theory, even as a thing comes to existence, it has got one job to do. What? It has to disappear because it is kshanikam only. As and when something comes into existence, the next job for it is to disappear. Similarly, in your theory, no object can do any function because it requires an existence for a second moment to do any function. And if you want to put it differently, for example, so dvitiya kshana abhavat, because there is no second moment at all, vyaparaha na sambhavati, nothing, no vyapara can take place, no transaction, nothing can take place. Pratama kshana goes for what? Arrival. First moment it goes for arrival, it has arrived. And dvitiya kshana, the second moment, goes for what? For any job you need to do it. But dvitiya kshana is not there because it has already disappeared. It has to disappear. Therefore, karanasya vyaparaha nasti. It is not there at all. And the Buddhist says, vyapara is not required. Why should you do anything to produce? You don't have to do anything to produce. The mere fact that it existed during the previous moment is sufficient to enjoy the state of the cause. That is his argument. The mere fact that something existed during the previous moment is sufficient to enjoy the status of the cause. Kevala bhava matram paryaptam, according to them. For which again Shankaracharya says, whenever we talk about karana-karya sambandha, the relationship between the cause and the effect, in our worldly existence, a thing is said to be the cause of something only when the essential nature of the cause inheres the effect. A thing is said to be the cause of something only when the essential nature of the cause inheres the effect. Why do we say the clay is the cause of the pot? On what basis? Because the clay, even after losing its lump form as clay, which is its superficial nature, after losing the superficial nature, the cause in its essential nature inheres the effect. The substance is substantially, the pot also is clay, clay also is clay. Similarly, when milk is destroyed also, it is not that milk is totally destroyed, certain essential constituents of the milk inheres the yogurt. Similarly, when the seed produces the tree, no doubt the seed is destroyed, but remember the essential nature, the mango-ness of the mango tree inheres in the mango tree. If the mango seed is totally destroyed, then to produce the mango tree, then one doesn't need a mango seed at all to produce a mango tree. You can have a coconut to produce a mango. Hope you are with me. So why only a particular seed produces a particular tree? Because the particular seed alone has the essential constituents of what that product is going to be. Therefore, destruction is of two types. One is called Sanvaya Nashaha, and the other one is called Niranvaya Nashaha. Sanvaya Nashaha and Niranvaya Nashaha. It's a very important concept. Niranvaya Nashaha means total destruction in producing an effect. Why it is called Niranvaya? Anvaya means inherence. And Niranvaya means without anything inhering the effect. Therefore, Niranvaya Nashaha means the total destruction of cause without any part of the cause inhering or continuing in the effect. And Sanvaya Nashaha means partial destruction of the cause. By that, what do we mean? The destruction of the superficial nature of name and form. The nama and rupa goes away, but the essential nature of the seed continues in the tree. How do we know? Because the mango seed only produces a mango tree. That means there was something which was in the cause, namely the mango seed, which continues in the effect, namely the mango tree. Similarly, when clay becomes the pot, the total clay is not destroyed. Clay nama goes away, clay name goes away, clay rupa goes away, but the essential nature of clay continues in the pot, namely the pot. And Buddhists talk about Niranvaya Nashaha, total destruction of an object. And if an object is totally destroyed, no feature of the object will be inhering in the next product. And if there is nothing inhering, how can you say this is the cause and this is the effect? Hope you are with me. For example, I am able to talk about wood as the cause of furniture. Why? Because wood inheres in the furniture. Clay is the cause of the pot because clay inheres in the pot. Whereas in your Buddhist theory, nothing can inhere the effect. If anything inheres, then that means there is continuity. And if anything continues to exist, then Kshanikavada will go away. Because Kshanikavada, according to it, exists only for that moment. How it can continue later? Therefore, Purvakshanasya Niranvayanashate, Purvakshana, Uttarakshana, पदार्थयोः कार्यकारणभावः वक्तुं न शक्यते. दिस् इस् काल्ड् उत्तरोत्पादे पूर्वनिरोधात् निरन्वयनाशः, टोटल् डिस्ट्रक्षन्. इफ् द क्ले इस् टोटलि डिस्ट्राय्ड्, वाट् विल् बि देर् इन् द पाट्? ओके, वन् मोर् पायिण्ट् शङ्कराचार्य आड्स् आल्सो इस् देट् यू टाक् अबौट् अन् आब्जेक्ट् बीङ्ग् बार्न् and it cannot do anything, it immediately dies because it's there only for the moment. In Buddhism, no object can do anything because it has got only two jobs. But one job is to come and another job to go. It comes and goes, that's it, that kshanam only. So every object has got only utpada nirodha, in Shankaracharya's words, or utpatti vinashaha. These are the only two things. Utpatti vinasha in popular words. And Shankaracharya asked the question, these two features, they are characters or property, whatever you want to call, of every momentary objects, do they exist simultaneously or one after the other? What are the two things? Utpatti and vinasha, creation and destruction. These two properties, do they exist simultaneously or one after the other? Alternatively, these utpatti and vinasha are not the property of the thing at all. You can say that way also. It is a separate entity, vastu antaramba. And if they are the properties, do they simultaneously exist or do they not exist? One, or they exist one after the other. And Shankaracharya asks, either way, you will get into a problem. What is that? Let us examine. Suppose you say, they are not property of a thing. There is utpatti and vinasha, this creation and then destruction and this disappearance, appearance and disappearance. If they are separate thing and they are not property of the world, then the problem will be what? The world will not have utpatti, vinasha, property. That means the world will be nityaha, eternal. So always it will be there because the property of vinasha is not there. And to avoid that, if you say utpatti vinasha is only the property of the world, that is bahya samudaya, antara samudaya in his language, there is a, if it is there, then Shankaracharya argues, if they are properties of the world, are they simultaneous or one not to the other? One can never say simultaneous because how can these opposite attributes of creation and destruction, create birth and death, can be simultaneously there? How can utpatti and vinasha be simultaneous? And if you say simultaneously, it is not possible because utpatti and vinasha cannot exist simultaneously because they are opposite attributes. Then you have to say what? No, they are not simultaneously happening, but they are happening one after the other. Then what will happen? You will require two moments for utpatti and vinasha. And you say that it is kshanikam. And if you add sthiti also, utpatti, sthiti and vinasa, if you put all these three, then you need three kshanikams. Therefore, the more you think about it, the more I think that your philosophy is kshanikam. Your philosophy itself is kshanikam only. And therefore, where is the question of karya, karana, sambandha? You can never explain. This is Shankaracharya's contention to the Buddhists. Now let us go to the next sutra. Asati pratignoparodaha yoga padyam anyata. 21st sutra, 192, running Brahma Sutra. Let us go to the general analysis. So in the previous sutra, Vyasacharya refuted the karana karya sambandha. And the first two sutras, Vyasacharya already refuted the samudaya utpatti. And here, to avoid the problems mentioned in the previous sutras, what should the Buddha do? He should say, karya karana sambandha is not required at all. Okay, accept. Because every moment one thing is disappearing and another thing is coming. Therefore, why should you produce anything at all? Naturally itself, things are becoming constantly produced or destroyed. Where is the reason to produce? So why not abolish the very concept of karya karana sambandha itself? Because actually they are all produced. Because all these questions, Sanvaya Nasha and Niranvaya Nasha, all those things are going to come. So there is no need for all that concept at all. If they say, if this is the argument by the Buddhists, then Vyasacharya says, it goes against your own system of philosophy. Because while introducing the system, what did you do? You have accepted Karya Karana Sambandha. Therefore, Swamata Virodaha or Tyagaha, you are trying to shoot yourself. Which Vyasacharya calls us Pratignya Virodaha. Pratignya Virodaha. That is eating up your own words. Therefore, now you cannot remove Karana Karya Sambandha. And Shankaracharya, actually, he quotes that theory and all that thing in his Bhashya. He says elaborately. Therefore, Karana Karya Sambandha, they cannot negate because they have accepted it already. Therefore, what should the Buddha do now? Okay, somehow I did the Pratigya. And let me explain Karana Karya Sambandha. Because already I did the Pratigya, I have to explain it. So somehow I have to do it. So how I'm going to do it? The only way of explanation is to negate Niranvaya Nasha, total destruction. Because Karana should not be totally destroyed. Cause. Why? Because Karana has to inhere in the Karyam effect. Therefore, you should accept Sanvaya Nasha only and not total destruction. Exactly like what? The mango seed does not have Niranvaya Nasha, total destruction at all. It has only Sanvaya Nasha. That is the mango-ness in the seed, which is the essential nature of that. It inheres in all of them, like the clayness, the woodness, the goldness, all that. So Sanvaya Nashaha means the mango-ness of the mango seed never gets destroyed and it continues to be there even if the tree or the seed is destroyed. And once you accept Sanvaya Nashaha, you can say the Purva Kshana Vastu is destroyed, all right, and it produces the next object. That should be okay. And the essential feature of the Purva Kshana Vastu, whatever existed in the previous moment, that will inhere in the Uttara Kshana Padartha, whatever product comes in the next moment. Now, Karya Karana Sambandha is explained. So if you say the essential feature of Karana should exist in the previous moment, and the essential nature of the Karana inheres in the Karya, what have you done? Therefore, it should exist in the next moment also, that mango-ness. And therefore, in the next moment, after the arrival of the effect, the Karyam, the mango tree, there is the simultaneous existence of the Karyam and the essential nature of the Karanam. Like what? There is the simultaneous existence of the pot and the essential nature of the clay. Even the lump form of the clay has disappeared. Therefore, Vyasacharya uses the word Yauga Padyam. Yauga Padyam is the word he uses in this sutra. Even after the effect comes, the essential nature of the cause should inhere and exist along with the effect. In which case, if you accept Sanvaya Nashaha, not total destruction. And suppose he says, yes, I say that only. Then what will be the problem? Since the essential nature was existing before, and it inheres the effect, and existing along with the effect also, the essential nature has got a continued existence. And once you accept the continued existence of the essential nature, your theory of Kshanikatvam is gone. Therefore, Sanvaya Nashe Satim, Kshanikatva Virodaha, Niranvaya Nashe Satim, Karya Karana Sambandha Abhavaha. In total destruction, Karya Karana Sambandha is not possible. Sanvaya Nashe Asati, if it is not total destruction, you are accepting such continuity, which means Kshanikavada is gone. Either way, you are trapped. So you are in trouble either way. Now let us do the word analysis of the sutra. Let us see this running name. Asati. Asati means in the absence of a cause. Pratignyo Barodaha. There occurs or will be violation of your proposition. Anyata means otherwise. In the acceptance of a cause. Yoga Padyam. there occurs the defect of simultaneity, cause and effect. So this is the running meaning, just only the word meaning. Now we'll see the significance of the word, then we'll understand it. Before that, I just want also refresh quickly, because some clarity, maybe people may not be able to be in sync. So sarva astitva vada of Buddhas is being refuted in this adhikaranam, and jnana matra astitva vadaha, namely kshanika vijnana vada, will be discussed in the next adhikaranam. We are going to do that. Therefore, what is said is jnana astitva and jnana vishaya astitva called the sarva astitva vadaha, and in the first sutra the samudaya asambhavatvam was pointed out, that is the formation of combination itself was refuted, otherwise called samudaya or sanghata vada nirakaranam was done in the first sutra, and pratitya samutpatti vada nirakaranam was done in the second sutra, that is dependent origination, the 12 members and all, in which they give a cycle of 12 members, so dvadasha nidana chakras, and they gave the, which is one of the fundamental concepts of Buddhism, which was refuted in the second sutra, this adhikaranam. And the third and fourth sutras, Vyasacharya refutes karana-karya sambandha. That is, Buddhists can never talk about karana-karya sambandha. And this is done in two sutras, of which we first just completed the second sutra. Namely, asati pratigyo paravadaha, yogopadhyam anyata. And we said to talk about karana-karya sambandha, you should accept the karana permeating or pervading the karyam. And only then one can talk about karana-karya sambandha. And because our experience is that karana anuvritti is there in karyam, that is karana's pervasion or permeation or inherence in the karyam is there. Therefore, karana-karya sambandha acceptance requires inherence of the cause in the effect, essential nature of the cause and the effect. And the Buddhists cannot talk about, because to talk about permeation, they should talk about the continued existence. First, karana must be there, and then karana should be partially destroyed, and it should not be in the karana form itself. It should become the karya, and when it becomes the karya, karana is not totally destroyed. It is partially destroyed, and it is its essential feature will inhere. So the essential mango-ness existed in the seed, and that essential mango-ness should permeate in the tree, leaf, all those things. Therefore, anuvritti being important, that is, anuvritti is continuity. Continuity is being important, which Buddhists cannot accept, because their axiom is what? Sarvam kshanikam, everything is momentary only. Therefore, once they accept kshanikatvam, karana-karya sambandha cannot be talked about. Or once they accept karana-karya sambandha, kshanikatvam cannot be talked about, which means either they can have kshanikatvam or karana-karya sambandham, and they cannot have both. This is the idea conveyed here. That is, karya-karana-sambandhe sati kshanikatva hanihi, and kshanikatve sati karya-karana-sambandha hanihi. They cannot both be together. They have accepted both, and hence that is defective. In Buddhist system, they have accepted both, and that is defective. This is the idea. Now we have to see the significance of the words, and then we'll conclude with that. The first word is asati. Asati means in the absence. Sati, asati. In the non-acceptance. Here in the absence is the non-acceptance. Non-acceptance is what? Karana-karya sambandhe sati by Buddhists. Karana-karya sambandha. When we say karana-karya sambandha is impossible, and by impulse, for example, if you drop like a hot potato, no, the problem will be what? Okay, karya-karana-sambandha, I'll drop. If he says, what is the problem? Pratignyoparodaha. You forget your original theory of Buddhism. Because the pratignya in Buddhism is what? You accept karya-karana-sambandha. So if you drop your acceptance of karana-karya-sambandha, now, which was accepted in the beginning, that is the pratignya. And Shankaracharya quotes the relevant portion of Buddhism also, in which they have talked about all these things in his bhashya. We don't have to go through all of them. He uses all these words, chitta chaitayoho, karya karana sambandha, chaitam is born depending upon, caused by chittam. So don't worry about all these words. Some cause and some effect, that's adequate for us to know. Therefore, once you say chaitam is born based on chittam, depending upon chittam, you have accepted chitta chaitayoho, karya karana sambandha, therefore pratignya hanihi. I just use those words because Sangharacharya uses that, because as Buddhists have used in their theories. So pratignya hanihi. It would go against the essence of your teaching. Then anyata, otherwise, other than what was said previously, karana karya sambandha abhave asati. Other means, otherwise means what? Karana karya sambandhe sati. If you accept karya karana sambandha relationship, why? To avoid pratignya hani uparodha problem. The problem would be yauga padyam. If you accept it, the problem will be yauga padyam, simultaneity of cause and effect. Yauga padyam means simultaneity of cause and effect. You will have to accept that. This is presenting it in a roundabout form. And the final refined meaning, if you want to put it in simple words, yauga padyam is giving up of kshanikatva vada. Kshanikatva hani will take place. Your own kshanikatva vada, your argument of kshanikatvam, everything is momentary, you have to give it up. When? If you accept karya karana sambandha, kshanikatvam will go away. Therefore, instead of saying kshanikatva hani, which would have been easier, Vyasacharya says yauga padyam or simultaneity. He could have simply said kshanikatva hani will take place, but he uses a different word. Now we have to break our head to understand why he uses such a word, yauga padyam. It conveys the idea of kshanikatva hani only, so there is no kshanikatva, even though it may not be needed. So let us just see, because Vyasacharya cannot use any word without a reason. Yauga padyam means simultaneity of what? Of the effect and the cause. That is cause in the essential nature, in its essential nature. So even after karyam comes into existence, karana should coexist with the karyam as its very swarupam. Clay exists in part as its swarupam. Once you say karana exists, cause exists with karyam, then you have to accept that karana, cause existed before and it exists now also. That means what? There is continuity. And once you come to continuity, kshanikatva hani has taken place. Once clay's continuation is accepted, then kshanikatvam has gone away. This is called yauga patya. With this, the karya karana sambandha nirakarana is also over. And if they want to hold on to karya karana sambandha, kshanikatva vada has to be negated. So yugapat ityasya bhavaha yaugapatyam. Yugapat ityasya bhavaha yaugapatyam, simultaneity. With this, the karya karana sambandhas, that sambandha nirasa is also over, negation is also over. And we will go to the next important vada, Buddhism, in the next class tomorrow. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishthitah. तस्य प्रकृतिविनशय परसमहेश्वरः पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्तिः शान्तिः शान्तिः।